Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
Are you ready, Sister Amen?
I am.
I surprised her. We're ready to go with our edification audio. We were just sitting here making notes and...
I was pondering.
Talking about what we want to talk about. What were you pondering, Sister Amen?
All different kinds of things.
Well, that's good. That's good. We hope you're all having a great day. We had a good day. Gospel cards went out all over as we're pretty much hanging around in this town. Waiting for a family to come down that's going to be headed out preaching with us and then... hanging out with the brothers, and tonight we're meeting them in the park. And Sister Amen, what are you going to cook for dinner tonight, Sister Amen?
I'm going to cook up some eggs that has some red peppers and mushrooms in it.
And she's making toast.
Yeah, it's going to be good in my little toast maker.
Yep, that's going to be awesome.
I got to do a post on that yet, I think.
Yeah, that would be good. Oh, on your
sandwich maker?
On the sandwich maker.
Yeah, I got to look. I don't think I've done that yet.
I think you need to get a post up on that.
Oh, definitely.
So what'd you do today, Sister Amen? I think you did some readings?
I did some audio readings. That's one of my goals is to get working on those again. It's too easy to get swept away in other things.
What'd you say? You got four of them done?
Yep, it's in, I think, 2 Timothy.
I think you put a link up to
it
at the top of the...
Nope, not yet, but I will.
You will put them at the edification page.
I could, yeah.
Yeah. And what else? You were in and out of a bunch of stores looking for some Titus 2 stuff.
I went in and out, and I handed out a bunch of gospel cards. And at one point, when I was going to meet you at the other store... I offered a gospel card to a woman at a bus stop, and before I was even finished asking her if she wants one, I had my hand out with it, she said no. And I was going to read Deuteronomy 29:4. Yet the Lord hath not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear unto this day. And we see that a lot.
Yep.
And then as I turned, I didn't say a word. I just turned around and I walked off. And not maybe a minute or two later, a woman, she was walking up that sidewalk. It's not like a really busy sidewalk at all either.
Yeah.
She's walking to me, and I offered her one on the way
by. Took that card from the other one and gave it to her.
Yeah, she took it, and she was, like, really thankful for it. And I was thinking of, in Matthew, where it says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting. One adamantly says no, and 1 minute or two later says, yes, thank you.
That proves we just have to be persistent and continue to be faithful and do what we do.
Right, amen.
Yeah. I had an interesting, well, first of all, well, I'll talk about that a little bit later. One of the most, exciting things. They're all exciting. They're all good. But one really awesome thing happened today in the email, but I'll talk about that in a bit. Young brother went to a marketplace, and he was working online. He's working on a study, and he had his Bible out, and he met an older lady who said, great that you're studying the Bible, young man. I guess she was really older. And he gave her a gospel card, and he warned her about man-made religion. Well, the husband came over. I don't know all the details, but the young brother said, oh, the gospel went out. I warned him about the culture and man-made religion. And he said the husband wasn't very happy. The husband said, I've been a believer 80 years and I don't believe any of that stuff. I'm just fine. 80 years. And my young brother said, sir, with all due respect, if you've been a Christian for 80 years and you don't see that you have to come out of the false churches and come out of the culture, you're not looking very hard, and we love you enough. We want to get you to see it. And he said it didn't go over very big. People are prideful. Isn't that interesting? People are prideful about the amount of time they claim to be a Christian. That doesn't mean anything as far as truth and holiness, but they're prideful about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because when we're on the street and I talk to women, I'm like, how long have you been a believer? Because they don't look like it, talk like it, or act like a real believer.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, probably longer than you've been alive, or 40 years, and they're like all boasting about it.
Yep, and so they think longevity means truth, but it doesn't. You can be genuinely sincere about what you believe, and you could be genuinely sincerely wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Good job for that young brother that was out doing his work, and he likes to walk around the area where he is and hand out gospel cards all over, so he's learning to be a disciple, walker, and a worker. That's kind of like what you do, Sister Amen. I drop you off somewhere, and you walk and hand out gospel cards, and I meet you at the next place, and awesome.
Oh, yeah, I love it, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Praise God for the word going out.
Amen. What else you got today, Sister Amen? Anything else you want to share? I know you do.
Well, this morning, I took a picture of the sun and sent it to the sisters, and it had a ring around it.
Ah, that was cool.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about how amazing that was. Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord God, thou hast begun to shew thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? Yeah,
that's
he
awesome.
Is like the greatest, the only, and he does it all.
Yeah.
You know, it's so many amazing things as we go through this life, you know, from the ant that everybody steps on and smushes or just overlooks to the greatness of the sky and the stars and the sun and the everything that there is and everything in between. He created it all.
Romans 1 says, by the very creation, they should know who he is, that he exists.
Oh, I know.
Evolution and secular science has become the god for most people, many people. And evolution and the foolishness of it has tried to take over and usurp. And that's Satan's plan, usurp the glory of God, but it doesn't make any sense when you look at it. Clearly, we see the creator.
Yeah, and God took away any excuses from anybody in the end.
Yep.
Because it says they're without excuse.
Yep, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, yeah, good point. I did an audio on preaching today, so that there will be a link up there. And I basically just described quickly what preaching is. It's not a guy in a box on Sunday in man-made churchianity. Preaching means public crier. Jesus was one, John the Baptist was, Peter was, Paul was. All the men of God were public criers. They went out in the world and they proclaimed the gospel. And I'll read a verse at the end of this, what our master tells us to do. So yeah, check out that audio teaching on preaching. Most people, they look at us and they say, what are you doing out here? We're doing exactly what the Bible calls us to do. Go into the world and preach the gospel. They either think you shouldn't do it or they sit in a church building where some guy does it behind a wooden box and he's basically preaching to the so-called choir. They're not even the true people of God, but he's just over and over preaching to them, and they never get outside of their circles and actually preach. They don't live and they don't preach the biblical gospel. So I did a teaching on that, and I think that'll bless you if you go listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Sister Amon? Oh, I have one other thing real quick while you're looking for your next point. I'm working on my signs for the side of my gospel van. I got some signs that I'm going to be able to fold up, so then they'll be plain when we're on like private property, and then I could just drop them down real quick while we're driving or when we're out doing ministry or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the hardest part about it, figuring out what to say.
What to say.
Because I only get so many characters and there's so much to say. What do I want to say? So I've been tripping over myself for the last couple of days, figuring out what I want to say on these two signs on each side of the van, but I'll work on it. I'll get it done. I'll have some pictures of that and we'll post that on the Van Life page probably.
Yeah, we'll make a post.
Making gospel signs. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good for somebody else who needs maybe a unique idea on how to do it.
Yeah, I think it'll work out pretty good.
Stuff. Yeah.
What else? Anything else, Sister Amon? I know you got some points.
I'm just wondering what it's going to say and looking forward to it once it gets figured out.
Yeah, amen.
That's going to be awesome.
Amen.
I was thinking today about not taking things for granted. And one of the biggest ones that I think, like, right away in the morning when you set your mind is not taking Christ and his shed blood for granted.
Yeah.
And overlooking that, which is why, like, Brother Tupos always tells people to preach the gospel to themselves. From the greatest thing like that all the way down to even your morning cup of coffee, you know, because we get up. One of the things we look forward to once we are awake and ready to go is a morning cup of coffee. But yet I don't want to get to the point where I just expect it.
Right.
Because we have it. Because if it's gone, am I going to be grumbling about it and thinking about quail meat, or am I still going to be rejoicing ever more?
Yeah, for us, it's kind of our mental set for the day, and we sit there and talk about the things of God, and we're thankful for another day and looking forward to what we're going to be able to do and all that type of stuff. So that's how we like to start our day together.
Yeah, and something so small like that is a great blessing
that
we don't want to take for granted, because if we're not faithful in the little things like that, being thankful for all things,
amen,
then we're going to overlook some of the big ones, or it grows. You're unthankful, or you forget to be fully thankful for the small ones, and then it might kind of forget to be thankful for the medium size, and what happens?
Amen.
It grows into some unthankfulness that you don't want.
Yeah, the brothers and I were talking. We had a phone call in the middle of the day like we usually do. Whoever can jump on is whoever's not working, they jump on. And I was talking about my preach audio, and then we were talking about not taking for granted the passing out of the gospel cards, because you can pass out a bunch of gospel cards, and if you're not careful, you can start doing it like a robot or a monkey, and you forget what it's all about, how important it is, what Christ did, why we're doing it, how important it is, how much it either draws people or it can, the truth of God can push people away. But you can forget all that. So it's really, really important to reset yourself every time you're doing it to remember how important handing the gospel out is, whether you're preaching it, handing out a gospel card, sharing it. It's so vital. We're commanded to do it, and you can start to take it and be kind of mundane about it, and that would be sinful.
Right, yeah, that's a really good point, because a person can get wrapped up in, I did it.
Or how many I did.
I did this. I did, yep, and that, like when the if you want to call it a job, when that job is done and you move on to the next one, you might forget or maybe not be thankful for the whole, what do you want to say, the whole picture yep. about it, the enormity, Amen. The preciousness.
Yep, the enormity,
of it.
And mostly the it focus on Christ and yeah. the gospel. And yeah, it can become, if you're not careful, it can become a dead ritual.
Yeah, or like just a job.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be
like
that.
Like going
way.
To church.
There's meaning to it.
Like people say prayers and they thank for their food and they're not really thankful. Oh, Lord, bless this food. We see it all the time. People robotically, mechanically doing things. So we don't want to do that when we give mm-hmm. out the gospel because no. we have a very important job to do. And this next thing that I want to talk about is awesome. I woke up this morning, checked my phone, and what
oh,
did I have?
Yeah.
An email from an 18-year-old young man back in Wisconsin. This is awesome. And I remember him. I witnessed to so many people, but I remember this young man. In fact, young brother Akuo, it was the very first person he ever witnessed to after he dropped his nets and decided to follow Christ and he was traveling with us. He witnessed to this young man, and this young man is reaching out, and he had some really good words. His email was titled, Dedicated to Christ. And then he said, he asked me, how did I become a man of God? He wants to become a man of God. He said he's noticing people don't have the desire the way he does.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're having a great conversation with him on email. And he wants to get on the phone and talk. And we met him out witnessing street preaching. So I just want to rejoice and say thank you, Father. And it greatly encouraged Brother Kuo, greatly encouraged all the other brethren. And what we do, street ministry, is important because that young man got encouraged. He saw who we were. He saw that we're different from the world. He was on my website. He heard the call to the gospel. What we do is so very important. People better take it serious if they're doing it. If they're not doing it, they better understand how serious it is, and they better get doing it if they're truly born of God.
Amen.
What do you think about that, Sister?
I was thinking about what you said. You said that's another reason why endurance is so important.
Yep.
So as we go through this life, you may not see the results of what you're doing, sisters, because we don't know what God's doing behind the scenes. So we continue to be faithful and we endure through everything. We just continue to go forth like the Lord tells us to do.
Yep.
Preaching the gospel, sharing it, shining our light, even our Titus 2, Proverbs 31, just being a good witness, being a good godly woman, obedient in all our ways, and we don't know what seeds are planted, what truth is planted in people.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I love this. This is an awesome one because, and if we talk about the endurance, this young man, because Brother Tupos and I have endured through the years and haven't given up to that right. point, and then Brother Akuo now,
yeah, just starting
and we're
out,
still enduring.
Yeah.
This young man was greatly affected by it, and many other people too, yeah. but we're just talking about this one here. And I was thinking about this one, Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Not this part here. We don't want to do this. Yeah. But they said, we will not walk in them. But my point on this one yeah. is, I love this verse because it says, the old paths.
Yep, yep.
And to have a path, you have to have people who have like created
right.
it.
Yep. Yep.
First.
Yeah. People have hiked on it and kept it going.
It.
Yeah.
Yep. Because if you have a path and you don't keep walking on it, it becomes overgrown.
Yeah. Amen.
And so people have to keep walking on it to keep the path there. So we're just following along those who went ahead of us.
Yeah. What I was telling these young men, these brothers, is this young man reached out. How many are probably out there that will never reach out, that got a gospel card, got witness to, got the call out of the world. They get up and they may start their journey. Maybe their journey is going to take them 20 years. And
oh,
we had a small part in it. So never get discouraged when people don't reach out. The word of God does its job. It's either going to draw a few close. It's going to push most people away. But it always glorifies God. And so, yeah, we're just rejoicing. He actually emailed me a couple times back. And we just want to encourage this young man. And we're thankful that we were put right in his path to
yeah.
be there on that day. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah,
and that greatly sense. Encouraged Brother Kuo because he is walking around handing out gospel cards and he sees that it matters. It's important. He met somebody street preaching that changed his life. The gospel changed his life. This young man met somebody street preaching and the gospel is going to change his life.
Yeah.
We want to keep doing it.
And it's a good thing. It's kind of like a precious gift to be able to see that because it kind of presses you on again.
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit of a more renewed
Amen.
Vigor.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're rejoicing about that. That's always glorious when we hear from people, no matter how old they are, man, woman, whatever, that we get to encourage in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Armin, anything else from you tonight?
I have my scripture verse.
Okay, before you do that, I have one other point. We got an email from a man, and he hasn't emailed me back, and he was talking about musical instruments. This has become like the most popular topic people reach out to. It used to be like clothing for a while. Then it used to be like sports for a while. Seems like the last year, musical instruments. Everybody emails, hey, why can't we have musical instruments? So forget about that argument. We have a bunch of teachings on it at our Spirit and Truth blog from don'tperish.com, the teaching blog. But you know what I can prove to you? I can prove to you that music is fleshly and sweeps people away from the focus that should be. You know why? Ready? All these people that email me out of the blue and say, let's talk about instruments. Why can't we have them? I ask every one of them, before we get to that, let's talk about the gospel. And 99.999% of them are not interested in the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, repentance to him, being born from above to new life, following him in holiness and obedience and enduring to the end, and God working through you for his glory. They're not interested in that. Mm-hmm. They're interested in guitars and drums. And what this proves is what I always say, music is fleshly. It takes it distracts you off to the wrong things.
Oh, yeah.
You're not even focused on the gospel. You're focused on instruments. And this man even said, I agree, people probably worship instruments as much as they worship God, but he's still defending instruments. So I just wanted to share that with all the brothers and sisters or anybody listening that, yeah, we get that all the time. And if somebody comes up to you about, talks about instruments or head coverings or tunics or anything else, and they won't talk about the gospel, they're probably not fertile ground at all.
No.
Because they don't have ears to hear and eyes to see.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one of the bigger hills we see rising up now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I know it's a very important one. The other ones seem to be a little bit more, but yeah, this one seems to be ramping up more and more.
Yep, it is, it is.
Yeah.
So what verse you got for us tonight, Sister Amen?
I have what we don't want to be.
What we don't want to be. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Warning. Warnings for us. Titus 11:15-16. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate.
Yeah, we don't want to be that.
That last word too, reprobate.
That's a big, big warning right there. Yeah. So how do we avoid that? We stay in the word. We stay in the spirit. We stay in ministry. We stay in fellowship with godly saints if you have them. And you strive seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness every day. Matthew 6:33.
Yeah. Sisters, we're talking today about what you focus on magnifies.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't want to focus on dead works or
flesh.
Yeah,
the world,
flesh. You want to focus on Christ.
Your feelings.
You'll overcome all that. Yeah.
You want to overcome everything.
Walk in the spirit, not the flesh. We're
amen.
About
amen.
That too.
I got one last verse. I got a verse to share. Luke 12:2-3. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. It means everything's going to be unveiled, revealed, kind of like Hebrews talks about that too. Nothing hidden from God. It's all going to be revealed one day.
Yeah, that should be frightening.
Yeah.
You know, that frightened me years and years ago when I was young, before I even knew the truth about God and everything else in the universe and the Bible. And yeah, I was frightened because I didn't want all my sins revealed. I wanted to try to clean them all up, but
Paul
now
says,
I know the truth.
Yeah, Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So the fear of God is wisdom, and then we walk in his ways. And Peter says, the righteous are scarcely saved. So we are the weak link in this covenant, and we better be striving, holding on to Christ, who is our salvation.
Amen. Let's do that.
Yeah. Amen.
We'll help one another along.
Amen.
We'll
That's
help
what we try
you
to do.
Too if you're listening to you. You want help. Striving.
Amen. Reach out. Reach out anytime. So we'll put this audio up. It'll be up on the of course, all our audios are on the edification page. Check out those other links. We'll have some more Ecclesia gatherings up tomorrow. We're going to be gathering and doing the Lord's Supper tomorrow with some saints. And tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow, Sister Amen? I got van projects, and I got to decide finally on a weekend preach. What do you got going on tomorrow? Do you know yet? Other than handing out gospel cards and edifying your sisters.
Yep.
Anything you
for
want
that
to do?
One, yep, for the next one. And then Titus 2 duties, of course, there's always, you know.
I think we got some van reorganizing to do.
Yeah, there's always things to do. So,
yeah, amen.
And then maybe helping you if you need it or whatever, but we'll see.
So we like it on the gospel road because it's always everything is always right before us. Have you ever thought about that? It's always right before us.
Oh, yeah.
The world is right there. People to witness to is right there. We have Brethren Online right there. Our gospel van is right here. And it's like, whenever we go and do, it's all right before us. And we don't put it away very often. And yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's like we're in it.
We're in it.
We're right in the middle of it. Whereas sometimes you have to go into right. it. To go do all that,
right.
but we're always
we
right
wake
in the
up and we're in it,
yeah.
And that's
right.
why we like it, and that's why I think this young family coming down to travel with us is going to like it as well. So it's glorifying to God, and we're going to go out and preach, public cry. By the way, women can preach too; they don't necessarily teach men and rebuke and all that. But women, when they hand out the gospel and they share the gospel, they're proclaiming the word of God. That's
Definitely.
What is a public worker,
yeah.
an evangelist, a preacher, someone sharing the gospel, calling people to the faith that saves and wants to deliver to the saints.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to leave it right there. We got to go have dinner with the saints. We're going to have dinner and gather with some other people online. That's always fun. We all sit and eat our food and talk to each other. It's kind of like an Acts 2 online.
Right.
You like that, Sister Emma?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We love you all. Strive with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength because Christ is so worthy.
He is worthy.
Amen. God be praised.